It is a Patriots Friday all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will be joined by Jelani Tavai in about a half an hour. Patriots linebacker as the Patriots get ready for the Seahawks and the home opener on Sunday at Gillette. This is Nick from Weymouth. Morning, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Just following up on Tua. Courtney's right. I think Tua should step away from the game. If people forget, 2019, he had two surgeries in Alabama. He had ankle surgery, and he rebounded fairly quickly. However, later on, he played against Ole Miss. He sustained a dislocated hip, had to have hip surgery, and on the same play, got a concussion and a broken nose. Unfortunately, he's had a history. So he did make, I think, a proper decision to not play in for Alabama and to go pro. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a rational decision because I think he realized, as tough as he is, there's only so much time he has left to play. It was a good choice to go to the pros. However, What I've seen is last night when he – and Wiggy was right, he could have slid. He also could have run to the left because there was nobody in the left. There was a cornerback covering some receiver. He could have even got more yards. But that doesn't matter. What I'm getting at is I think his reaction time has changed. When he ran into that guy was not charging him. He hit the guy's bicep in the right-hand side of his chest.
Yep.
Right? And he went down. So what I'm saying is I don't think he has the reaction time to make proper moves running. He shouldn't be running. And you're right, Courtney. He is a tough guy when you look at all that he's done. But for his own sake, I think he should retire. And that's all I get to say.
All right. Well, Wiggy says he probably won't.
Yeah.
He just won't be able to do it. But Courtney's right. I think he should.
Yeah.
You're right, because he's like, now he's at the point where it doesn't take much for him.
No.
And he's
going to. That hit last night didn't look like it was going to be something that would cause what it caused. So Curtis brought it up that they get progressively worse the more that you get.
Yeah.
And that was Lamar Hamlin, too.
Yeah.
Hitting the chest.
Yeah, it was.
Like, wow.
It was.
And how many of these hits occur on short weeks where you're playing Sunday and Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the NFL has the ability to schedule a season where no team has a four-day break, where you can go Thursday to Thursday, or you do a bye week. Like, it is obscene that the NFL says with a straight face that they give a damn about the health and security of their players when they schedule these midweek games.
Yeah, they should never. Like, no team should have a short week. If you play on a Thursday night, you should at least had obviously a week before that or whatever. You should be coming off a longer period of time.
Chime, executive order. I think we can include the audio from my lead in They Said It, and that means we could get to They Said It right now. From a time management perspective on the radio program, if you would like. Is that okay?
I think that works for me.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, let's do that.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said It.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They Said It.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll start with what was going to be my lead, and that is Jason Tatum was on The Tonight Show. Is it still called The Tonight Show?
With Jimmy Fallon.
By the way, heads up, when we do our Flex Friday broadcast in beautiful, scenic Newport, Rhode Island, in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, we will be joined on the show by Jay Leno, Curtis.
Wow.
It's a power move right there.
Legendary late night talk show host, Jay Leno, coming on the show.
Can I tell you what would be even funnier?
Yes.
If we booked Conan O'Brien, got him on, and then bumped him right away for Jay Leno.
All right. Here's what Jason Tatum said on The Tonight Show when asked who will be in the NBA Finals.
Predict which two teams will be in the NBA Finals next summer.
Ooh, the Boston Celtics.
Say it!
It's going to be a rematch. We're going to play Dallas again.
Whoa!
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
All right, Dallas added Klay Thompson. That's going to help them out a lot, especially when, you know, you got two probably of, you know, the top five breaking down defense, ball handlers, or creating and opening up space for shooters and Kyrie and Luka Doncic. I mean, but I still love the fact of what the Celtics have. But
I mean, Lakers added Bronny.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
You don't think that'll change things?
No. Nope, that ain't going to work.
What's next, Sean?
Next, let's pivot over to the Boston Bruins. Jim Montgomery spoke to some reporters yesterday. Our own Scott McLaughlin here asked the first question about Jeremy Swayman and not having a contract done with Swayman. Here was Monty.
Does it change things if Swayman's contract isn't done by the start of camp?
No, I don't think it does, because when we lean towards, the way we play out in camp, our veterans tend to play most of the last three games.
Still pretty optimistic that, you know, that things are going to get taken care of with him and he'll be in camp.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into the contract situation. It's not my area of expertise. It's Don's.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Doesn't sound very confident.
That doesn't sound so confident.
No.
Like, if you know, and I'm sure he does.
Right.
Wouldn't you say, I think they're pretty close. I'm expecting that Jeremy will be there next week. Right.
Even if you don't know, you just say it just because it shows the player that you really want him.
I'm not going to get into the contract situation. Right. It's not my area of expertise. It's Don's.
You say, like, we're doing everything we can.
Yeah, hopefully we can get something done.
Yeah.
You know, we really want him.
All right. I mean, is it possible that they're just looking at it and saying, you know what, it's too much money. We're a pretty good team. We got guys, you know, AHL wise that we think we have confidence in, and we're gonna ride it. And
they're going the Belichick route. They're probably looking at it and going, based on what at least the rumors that are out there. Scoopy Keefe said, our own Rich Keefe said, he's looking for $10 million. The Spittin' Chicklets guys said the team offered him about $6
million. A little over six.
Yeah, a little over $6 million. Those are worlds apart. Maybe the team goes, well, we're not going to pay more than $7 for this guy, because guess what? We were able to make him something. We made Linus Allmark something. Before that, who was the other guy that they had?
Tuukka Rask.
No, Tuukka Rask. But then there was a little goalie between.
Anton Hudobin.
Hudobin. Right. So we're able, like Bill used to say, oh, I can find the next goalie. You know, goalie Bob's like, don't worry about it, I'll find the next guy for you.
Maybe.
And maybe the Bruins are like, well, we're not going higher than $7 million.
Yeah. All right, what else, Shime?
Well, let's head over to football here. The cornerback of the Baltimore Ravens, Marlon Humphrey, cornerback, defensive back of the Baltimore Ravens, talked about Patrick Mahomes on his podcast. Curtis, I bet you'd be excited to listen to that. Not enough podcasts going around.
I think we need a podcast about quarterbacks.
That's a great idea. Well, here was Marlon Humphreys talking about Patrick Mahomes and why he's so difficult to defend.
It's hard to beat Mahomes. What makes him very good is he really does some pretty wild stuff that sometimes catches him, but a lot of times it doesn't. He gets away with a lot just because he's always willing to test it, willing to try it. He's like a chubby, fast dude. I'm always amazed when he's just outrunning people or just juking people in the backfield, getting out of a sack and just launching the ball.
Same. Chubby, fast dude. That's me.
Yeah, that's actually you when the bill comes.
He is kind of a chunky. I wouldn't say chubby.
Nah, he's just,
dad bod.
He's not shredded up. Like, he's not like you would think. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, but that ability really plays it to the game. Last night's game, there was a play. I think it was the Shime. You watched the whole game, Curtis.
Yes, sir.
You watched the whole game.
I did.
I think it was the second touchdown that Buffalo had, where Josh Allen's in the backfield. He's kind of dead to rights. He scrambles out. He's running towards the sideline. Next thing you know, he just
hits Shakir over the middle of the field.
Yeah, and like right by the end zone.
He gets down at the one.
And like when you have a quarterback that has, he was almost a yard away from the sideline, and he's still looking to throw the ball, and he kind of throws it across his body.
He does that against the Patriots, it feels like, every game.
Yes, and we've seen it here personally. And
yeah.
When you have that capability, it's just so hard to defend a guy like that.
A ridiculous stat for you. Josh Allen, within like 2 yards of the sideline, is the best quarterback in football, QB rating-wise.
Speaking of Baltimore, I'm considering taking them in the WEEI Survivor Pool.
They are one of the two teams I have been considering as well, Greg.
Uh-oh.
We can pick. We can pick the same. I just don't know. Is it too early to waste them? I need a like. A
I don't think you could think like that.
You have to make sure you're alive, though.
I understand that, but I need a Survivor Pool hardo to tell me if I am wasting Baltimore too early in the season.
See, I'm not a hardo. I don't know much about the Survivor.
You don't even get to talk about it.
That's what
you're
I would
out.
Think.
You embarrass yourself.
That's what
week.
I did with Cincinnati.
You're out.
Everybody's mad at me for gambling advice.
I love the confidence. Curtis is taking the Patriots. We're doing our picks next, right? Before we get to Jelani Tavai?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you didn't take them like I did last week. I think the Lions are a lock hosting the Bucks.
Yeah, I was going to say
that.
That
Bucks
though.
Team is frisky. That's a game I don't want to, because that could end up being like 36-34 final. I don't want to touch that.
Baker Mayfield was born to throw a back-breaking pick.
Man, that maybe.
I don't want to waste them early. I want to save the Lions.
Same.
All right. Well, anyway, and speaking of wagering or gambling or betting, we will talk with Nick Kostos at 9:30 this morning for some no-sweat bets for you for the weekend, as we always do. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right this moment?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from DeMar Hamlin. This was the third diagnosed concussion of Tua's NFL career. The Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday. Kickoff at 1 p.m. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about that. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings. 2-1 was the final. Cooper Criswell went 5 1/3, giving up one run on four hits while striking out four. Another one in the Bronx tonight, 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, 59 degrees in Boston, cloudy skies, beautiful day, sunny in the mid-80s, Shime. And Sunday going to be sunny in the mid-70s at Gillette Stadium. Reiner calling for snow.